I have laid more pipe in this town than Wabasha Plumbing.
Not laying pipe.
Your father's a plumber. What are these pipes all about?
Hello, yes. Yes, we're having some problems with our plumbing.
And all you gotta do is cooperate with me, and we're gonna get out of this thing.
It's A Day with a Plumber. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. We're here to make sure the plumbing's working at your house. And I always make the joke that plumbers charge too much and don't make enough. It's kind of a two-sided coin. You always think, oh, I can probably take care of this because you know what it's going to cost you to get a plumber to the house. And it's only going to be a fraction of that if you take one trip to the hardware store and get that one part and put it in and it's successful all the first time.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the water, my nemesis, it'd be easy.
But it never ever works like that. No. You know, I've got a big grief with the plumbing industry. You guys just make too many parts and pieces.
Well, I don't make them. I have to deal with them just like you do.
You know, they should never. Have I ever told you this story of the me and Jennifer are off on a vacation and we decide to go take care of a little plumbing problem that we know a ministry that we work with up in the White Mountains, and they're kind of on our way, but they're about 50 miles off. And I'm saying, Jenny, this is the only thing they need to have that whole crisis pregnancy center working. Let's just stop in Pine Top, pick the part up there at Ferguson when they had a place there, and let's run down there and do it.
That's, you know, be the hero.
My halo was shining so bright, Chris, Jennifer could hardly even be in the same car with me. We got down there. Of course, I grabbed the wrong size angle stop off the hardware side.
And from the home or from this property?
Pine Top to White River. It's like 37 miles, 40 miles.
The first time it was really pretty.
So I get there. I want to put this angle stop on. Why do you have to have four different sizes of angle stops?
You know, Rosie, I really don't know, but I also know they've got four names for everything. So that even makes it harder.
Next time we will buy all four and just return them on the way out.
I am accused of being presumptuous at times where I just, okay, this I've made up my mind. This is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to get done. Let's get it done. And then I get halfway through the project, and I think, well, I wish I thought this through a little bit more. I should have bought every angle stop on his shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we have to do. We put a lot of angle stops in our truck, so we're ready for almost anything.
So we turn around and we drive back to Pine Top, and on the way back, we're deciding, okay, are we gonna just mail this part to them and they'll get it taken care of the next day or two? And then I'm starting to feel guilty, and then my halo's slipping down around my neck and choking me, and from White Knight to Dirty Dog.
We went back.
So I went into the hardware store and I bought 9 angle stops.
Did you get it this time?
One of those worked, and it worked really well. So they had a flushing toilet. So we were able to go on down the road back to our vacation.
So you
plans.
Did good. You only had 2 trips.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? I bet you this is how Benjamin Franklin originally started. You know how they drive around with all the parts in their truck? Oh. It's all the leftover parts from his first 7 or 8 jobs as he was learning.
Yeah.
Not you personally.
Oh,
but.
Oh, man. Well, I think a lot of times people look at a plumbing problem and they say, you know, this is just a little supply flex. I think I can handle it. And then if they start, if at that point that they decide to take the plumbing job on themselves, if they started paying themselves $5 an hour, between the time they considered accepting it as a do-it-yourself project to 3 weekends later when it was done, and 17 trips to the hardware store, they probably will. The next time, they're going to say, you know, that plumbing service arrival fee is really pretty reasonable.
Well, I would hope so. I know that not every job goes well. Let's just say that.
Oh, man, that's for sure. Let's get back to the phones. We've got several people. Quit telling funny stories on Rosie and get back to the problems at hand. Let's bring Art into the conversation, who has a question for our expert, plumbing expert here in studio this morning, Mr. Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Art, how can we help you, my friend?
Trying to find out how to take care of smelly bathroom drains. I've tried bleach down there, and it doesn't seem to help.
And tell me, is it a bathtub drain, a shower drain, or a vanity drain?
Sink, the vanity drains.
Okay, those are actually one of the easier ones to fix.
Yeah, because you can get to the plumbing underneath the sink, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, so how is he gonna start?
Well, we'd usually start, or yourself, you start with the easiest thing first. So what you can do is you can take that trap apart, especially if it's plastic. It's a pretty easy. In fact, I think, Rosie, you just wrote an article on that.
But it's not easy. You have to get down on your knees with about four different sets of wrench sizes, open the door, lay on your back with the toe kick of the cabinet digging into your spine. And you have to have two things, Art, that a plumber won't tell you you need. You need you need two buckets and a rag. The one bucket is to catch the water as the P-trap comes undone. The second bucket is for you to throw up in.
Well, let's not make it look so bad. Art, what you do is you can take that apart and clean it. It's really not too bad of a job. You clean and get it.
That's
clean.
A guy that's been doing it 25 years. Yeah. I think you get used to it.
That's true. And then, but there are a lot of products too. I mean, you can try some products that it's not like Drano Cleaner, but their maintenance products have enzymes and stuff that will oftentimes go down, eat that gunk up, and that smell can go away. It may take a little time to do it. You can usually get that at the hardware store. We sell a product of our own called BioBin Cleaner. It works really good. But there's at the store, you can also pick up a product like that that might help.
Art, I have a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
Now, this odor, does it emanate throughout the bathroom all day long, or is it only when you're brushing your teeth and you bend down and turn the water on to wash your toothbrush spit down the drain?
Exactly, when I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah, it's when he's brushing his teeth, the water goes on, and you're actually creating a backdraft in the P-trap when the water's running down. I want to ask you, is that bathroom on the north or the east side of the house?
No, it's on the west.
It's on the west. And tell me what your roof does right there.
It angles down.
Okay, it's a sloped roof. You're facing west, and if I go out to the west side of the house, can I see the plumbing vent on the roof that services that bathroom?
I have no idea.
Okay. Are you on a walk-around phone? What do you call those? Wireless phone?
No, unfortunately, I'm at work. I can't.
Well, listen, Art, the other thing that happens a lot in a bathroom vanity sink that only stinks when you're bending over and brushing your teeth is that vent trap could need to be extended. You can find that out very easily by running by a hardware store and buying a 4-inch piece of ABS pipe. It doesn't cost hardly anything. And just slip it over the top of the vent and see if the increased draft makes that smell go away and is carried away. It quits backdrafting the odor back into your system. The other thing you can do, what was the valve you were telling me about the other day that, do we ever verify whether that's approved or not? The Seiko valve? What is that?
Studer valve.
Studer valve.
Mm-hmm. And that's a mechanical valve that lets the vacuum of the drain, when water goes down, it creates a vacuum, and that's what the vent is for. So it only opens up when that's needed, otherwise it stays closed.
And a lot of people are under the misguided interpretation of a plumbing vent system, like me, is to let the methane gas vent out. That really isn't what a vent system is.
No, what it is, it's there to protect the traps. So the traps is what keep the gases from coming into the home, and if you don't have it vented, they can suck the water out as you're draining, and so the vent keeps it from sucking out all the water in the trap.
So the Studer valve only allows air to come into the plumbing vent system, and nothing escapes out onto the roof.
Right.
Okay. So a Studer valve. The other ways we've handled that, if, in fact, you're getting a methane odor throughout the house, is there activated carbon charcoal filters that you can put up there. We've actually put power-ventilated one-way fans up there to shoot the air. Then that always creates three more service calls.
Yeah, the smell problem that you have, that's one of the hardest things to find sometimes is to fix the smell problem, because it's not always just one thing. It could be a couple different problems that could be causing that.
Clean the P-trap first.
Yeah, I'd start with the easy things first. Start with that.
Yep, don't bend down quite so far when you're brushing your teeth. And try and extend that vent pipe. We have told people that. Now, generally, that's the case if the vent pipe is on the north or the east side of the house. The fact that it's on the west puzzles me a little bit, but it's a very inexpensive attempt, and very often it does solve the problem. So, Art, there you go. I know that's a hard thing to do early in the morning, brushing the teeth, and you've got that crest foaming up, and it's dripping down your arm and your sleeve.
Okay, enough.
And you bend over to spit it out, and you get like this brain full of olfactory perception in your nose of sewer gas, and you just kind of dry gag and dry heave your crest out.
Okay, got it.
That's plumbing, baby.
She's at it.
Huh?
She's at it.
No, really, when he opens that P-trap, he's going to have – you know, probably an 18-inch long hair ball, kind of all strung together, glued together by soap and toothpaste.
If he has that, that's probably the problem.
Yeah. And then you have the bioproduct, which is an enzyme. All of that stink is a protein molecule. And these enzymes live off the proteins. And it's a regular maintenance thing. It's a dry chemical that you mix in water and you just pour down the drain on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have used the product for years and are very happy with it. We use it all the time.
It works really well.
And we're in a house with a plumbing system that's 50 years old. So you got to do it.
Every little bit helps.
There you go. All right. From there, we're going to go into our digital newsroom. I'm asking Duke and Joe to hold on just a minute and encourage all the rest of you to call in. We have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. Romy, what have you got in the digital newsroom for us this morning?
You know, you always learn a lot of things when you read through letters. You know, this radio program is the heartbeat of Rosie on the House, but, you know, it's not the only way we communicate to the this Carter tape, for example, says, I just found your Republic. Loved it. You talked about whole house surge protectors. Who can install them? So you know he doesn't listen to the show, because if he had turned on the show with the goes along with the Republic, he would have gotten Austin Electric. And then in Tucson, we have the solar store. Carter, just go to rosieonthehouse.com. All the information we talk about in the whether it's the Arizona Republic, the Casa Grande Connection, Green Valley.
And Casa Grande. Don't forget Brutinel Electric.
Brutinel Electric. And you've got Tucson Daily Star. All those are papers. You can find all that information at Rosie on the House, along with the Contractor Referral Network that is there. Martin writes in. Loves his shake roof. He's had them for 30 years and hasn't oiled them like he used to do, just trying to save money over the last few years like a lot of us are. And he wants to know, at this point, is it worth oiling as they're looking pretty ragged? Martin, I would encourage you not to waste your money to do that. I know you love them and I know you're trying to keep them, but here's the thing. If it's over 30 years old, that roof is so close to needing to be replaced. Anyway, you can't get a shake roof because you can't get it insured in the Valley of the Sun anymore. So you could put as much money on it as you want, but you're wasting it. You might as well save it for the new roof, because no matter how much you like that, you cannot get it insured at the point of re-roof with shakes. So
the important thing is
you're going to have to replace.
Don't even look at the roof crossways, because it'll start leaking. A 30-year-old wood roof is one sidewards ugly look away from leaking. Ignore the roof. Don't even look at it. Talk about it. Don't think about it.
Lisa writes in and wants to know how to become a Rosie certified partner. Well, Lisa, you go to rosieonthehouse.com like you were, click on the pre-call. That will give us the pedigree information to determine if there's room in the network. We're not an exclusive network, but we're selective. If there's an opening of your service in a certain part of Arizona, then we will give you the rest of the pre-call package. And from there, it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how fast y'all can put together the paperwork. I would go to the break, and I'm going to right now, but I got to squeeze in Bill because he says, I just have a comment. Ben Franklin was out here yesterday, and I am well satisfied with their work. Danny and Robert kept me posted on their activity through the day. Thank you for recommending this company. Best thing I can say about this company is that I recommend them to all my friends and family as well. Chris, appreciate it.